He went, came from America, and he went to visit Chafetz Chaim in Raden. So the people introduced to Chafetz Chaim. They told him this is a bacha. A yeshiva bacha was come from America. He said the Chafetz Chaim took his hand and his two hands, and it's in Gigalet, and he rubbed it. And he says, a yeshiva bacha. A yeshiva bacha was come from America. And the way the Chafetz Chaim caressed his hands, he remembered it for a lifetime. A yeshiva bacha was come from America. I was thinking, Chafetz Chaim would be here tonight. In this Makam Kadesh, there's not just one bacha, there's hundreds of yeshiva bachim. Was learning Torah. Not just learning Torah during the summer months, what's quote, the vacation months. What would the Chafetz Chaim tell such an oyvim? I don't know, but I would like to tell you what I think it's important you should hear. Something they really used to know for every day of the year, every day of this man. But I think the frat this evening is, in a certain sense, it's the beginning of a new zman, I guess we could call it Erev Kabbalah Satayra, the Kabbalah Satayra of Kayet Tavshin Lemches. Something you take with you every day of the year, but the frat in the beginning of a zman. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of the Samachef, when the Belezer was sick, Nichnesu Rabbi Kiva v'chaveir v'vakoy. Belezer was the Rebbe, and they came, Rabbi Kiva v'chaveir of, Rabbi Kiva was the most chashifta, and they came to visit him. So Belezer looks up, and he says, Va'ad achshav lama loy bosom. Where were you till now? Why'd you first come now? But he's not finished. Something more vita, he turns to them and he says, Tamuani im yamusu misas atzman. I wonder if you're going to have a chasashal merit, a misa mishuna. So Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi said, the Heiliger Rabbi Kiva, the Chazal speak about him in so many places with Muridika titles. Rabbi Kiva that was Doyos HaKol Kites, the tag, Rabbi Kiva was that Moshe Benu saw him. And he asked Rabbi Nishlam, you have such a person, and you gave me the Torah through me. So Rabbi Kiva asks, Shalimahu. So Rashi explains, Ma tehei misasi. So Rabbi Leza answers, Shalacha kasha mishalahem. Your Einish is worse than the other ones. And Nebuch, we all know the Gemara in Brachis, like Brachis, the Gemara in Menachis. Rabbi Kiva had taka misa mishana b'yoysa. What was the Taina Rabbi Kiva? What was the Tvi on Rabbi Kiva, the grace of Rabbi Kiva? So Rashi says, "It may shalibcha pasuach kiulam." This is a mashal. Your lathe is open like a hall, a tremendous psicha sheilushi mashtani hoyisi lamed teira harve. You could have learned more. Libcha pasuach kiulam. And the Velt directed a very obvious question. We're talking about Rabbi Kiva here. Chazal say in Menachis, like I mentioned, Chavtes, Moshe said, Ribbono Shel Olam, yesh lecha adam kazeh v'atanos min ha-Torah al yadi. That was Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara in Seif Brachis, Menches, Kol Chachmei Yisrael keklipas Hashum in front of Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara in Yevamis, Tazayin, Shmoy Hoylach Misoif Olam v'atsoifai. The Gemara in Seif Seif, Rabbi Kiva was Dairish HaKol Kites V'tag, Tilim Shel Halachis. Gemara in Gittin, Samach Zayin, he was the Oitz of Blum, he had everything. On this of Akiva is a Taina. On this of Akiva is a Taina of Lubcha Pasuach Kiulam. On this of Akiva is a Taina of Adach Shavlam of Laibasa. So I want to tell you, Rabbi saying, I'm not going to Chalila V'chas tell you what the Taina was in Rabbi Kiva. I'm not going to Taitra Rabbi Kiva's Chet. I don't begin to understand it. If Rabbi Kiva wasn't Margish, the Chesor and Dak, certainly I'm not. We have a Kabbalah from the Goyin. Every Gemara, every Agarata has a limud. It's not just a story, but Alma. Every Maisa, every Gemara has a limud. I want to tell you what I think the limud of this Gemara is. The limud that a person every day has to think about. And the frat in the era of Kabbalah, HaTorah of this summer. Gemara Bava Basa Daf Ayin Hey says the Zekenim Shabaisa Da Omru Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chama. Moshe, like the sun, he shines so brilliantly. And Pnei Yeshua k'pnei Levana. Yeshua is like the Levana, which is secondary to the Chama. Oy la la isa busa, oy la la isa chalima. What is the Kenim saying? So the Pashup Shat, the Rashbam learns, they were saying, look at the Merchak, look at Moshe, the Chama, look at Yeshua, the Levana, the Merchak. The Chilik is too great between Moshe and Yeshua. And of course, there's an obvious Shverkar in this Pashup Shat. The Kenim, Azokim, we know the title of the Kenim is Misa Kana Chochma. Are these Zakenim Chasham saying Lashon Hara? Is the Gemara telling us this Lashon Hara that Zakenim are talking? I mean, what is to us Nageya? So the Chavetz Chaim has a pshat, and if you look in the Gemara, you see it's very meduyik in the Hemshach of the Gemara. Imagine the schus, imagine the schia to be the Mimala Makam of Moshe Rabbeinu, to be the Manig Yisrael. The Zakenim saw that Yeshua was Zaycha to become demonic. They had a pain on themselves. It wasn't a pain on Yeshua, it was a pain on themselves. Why was Yeshua chosen? Why not me? Why wasn't I the one chosen to be the manik hador? The bush and the chlimo, the Zakenim felt was for themselves. We could have also been the manik hador. Perhaps if we would have tried, we could have been the Mamala Makan of Moshe. And again, look in the Hemshach, you see it's very meduyik. But I want to add a nekuda. I think I give some time to this shot. Avada, no one could be replaced, Moshe Rabbeinu, with the Ebet Kaveyachol in the end of the Zaysa Brachol, Kam Navi Oy Yisrael Kemoshe. No one was like Moshe. But Lamaisa, you see, one person, only one person, Gan Shaisal, was chosen, and that was Yeshua. Why was Yeshua chosen? Why talk to him of all people? What gave Yeshua this chus? So we think, what's the case? Yeshua was probably the biggest Eloi, he was the biggest Lamdin, he had the biggest Yichus, he was the most chushest in Klai Yisrael. But it's not Emes, everybody says. It's a chazal we all know, the Ramban says it in Parashat Shlach in the beginning. The Torah lists the Meraglim and the order of the Yichus and the Chesivus. Yeshua was the fifth. That means there were four people in Klai Yisrael that were bigger than Yeshua. And you'll see it soon from the Medrash that Yeshua wasn't the greatest in Klai Yisrael in this Madrega. So why was Yeshua chosen? Why was Yeshua the one that was given the schus of being the manik hador? Yeshua had one maila. Yeshua had one godless. In one Indian, Yeshua was misich maila maila mikolam. And like the Medrash in Parshas Pinchas says, hoyol v'hu sharsecha b'chol koichai. The Yavish, it says in the Medrash, Moshe said, "No, my children will take over." This is the Medrash by Shpinchas Chafal of Yedalit. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "No, Noita Tainim Yoichel Piria." Yeshua was Sarsecha Bechol Kaychai. Yeshua put in all his Kaychas. Yeshua is going to be the Manik Hador. That was Yeshua's Gadol. And then Mr. Rashi, our Torah, says a different Lashon, which is really the same Yesod, Shalai Mosh Mitaycha Oyom. Yeshua was the masmid. Yeshua was the one that used Kol Kaychaisai. And that made Yeshua the great Manik Hador. And Segel Zechayin Levracha, the Manchester of Shiva, he once spoke the Taita of Atzlacha, and Taich Dvarav, he mentioned, Yeshua's godless was Yeshua was a Mavakish. It's a Murdik of Taich that Koilu so much. A Mavakis is the master. The Mavakis is the one that works the Chol Koichai. How he types up Yeshua's Godless, then it's the Medrash and Rashi all in one. Yeshua is the Mavakis. The Medrash L'chay is saying, Klar, Yeshua wasn't the biggest Laman and the biggest Eloi, but Yeshua was the Chol Koichai. And then I think the Gemara has so much more of that. Yeshua's Godless was the Yad Kol Echad V'Echad. No one can make himself an Eli, no one can make himself a Yichus. But every person has the chaylus to work the chalkaychay. Every person could be the levakis that he's supposed to be. The Zakenim saw, look at Yeshua's godless. What was Yeshua's chesivus? He was the levakis. He was the chalkaychay nika. Oyla oysa busha, oyla oysa chalima, they felt it was biyadeinu, just like it was biyad Yeshua. And that gave them that gevald yachalisha tadas. And the emes is this inyan of being Yeshua, fasteitzach is not being yaneinu, is rochek, rochek mimenu. But one thing we have to ask ourselves to say there, are we being mevaksim, are we using our koichas, our kol koichas, our kishreinus? I'm not talking about being Rabbi Kivego or being Yenim, but being ourselves, using our koichas. Are we taking each shir, each seder, and applying all of our koichas? Are we being the mevakish that we're supposed to be? Isn't it shaykh sometimes that we could do better? Don't we have good days? And everything goes so much better. That's called koichas. And each person can see kishrei noisav. But a person has gewaldige koichas. Ashwein Mavobos ein gesund in his sefer Adam Yikar. He tells a mice, I think it's a yesoid, it's a very penetrating yesoid. He was a Talmud for Seitzach of Rabbi Yeruchim, near Maskiach. When they were in Slabotka, there was once a fire that broke out in the city. Rabbi Yeruchim then was a Maskiach. And Amolah Gitzayin, the fire was a sakona for the ganze city. The fire spread. And people, there was no fire department, hoses, people worked, and they worked, they schlepped water, and they tried to save whatever they could. With Pikuach Nefesh, the yeshiva closed. They didn't even start to say it. It was early in the morning. They ran, they put out they worked the whole day, they put out the fire. And they finished, Baruch Hashem, they were matzliach, they saved what they could have saved. They were famatir, oiskemuchit. Rabbi Yeruchim turned to them and says, "No, gewalt, gewalt, we didn't learn today. We didn't have Seder." So Rav Volber writes that they were in a state of sack. They worked the whole day. They weren't training them anything. They could barely stand on their feet. They're about to collapse, and he wants to make a Seder. So Rabbi Yeruchim understood, without hearing anything from them, he said, "Let's try. Let's go to Yeshiva. We'll try. If it doesn't go, only Tachamana Pache." They went to the yeshiva and they tried, they learned. Rav Volber writes, a few hours later they finished the seder. They went home and they were toyim, they rested. He was a machanach, and this is probably the most important chinuch he gave them. You don't know your own koichas. I can't do it, I can't, I'm always gematet. But when there's something important to us, why we have koichas? He was showing them what it means to can't know the vilsness. Because if you want, you could do it. Baruch Hashem, we don't have these nesyonos. But we have to ask ourselves, are we using our koichas? Are we trying as hard as we can? And Avada, I always say this, one of the Mishnah and others, says one of the Kinyani HaTayyus, Sameach V'chelkoi. And Reb Chaim Volozhin and his peers and the Fasemis said the same thing. That the Pshat, the person has to be Sameach V'chelkei. You have to be happy with what you're zeichet to learn. And that's true. You have to be Sameach V'chelkei. But Chas V'chelm to be Mestapik V'mu'ut. The question we have to ask ourselves, are we being Sameach V'chelkeinu Daika our chelek, where we could be Masik? Or is it Chalila Ageda of Mestapik V'mu'ut? Do we really know what our chelek is? Well, we could be zeichet to, and sometimes the merchik is oyin v'noira. A person is sameach v'chelkei, but he doesn't know how terribly mistopic the mood he's being. And let me tell you, be a dear brew, what I know over the years, and the older you get, the more and more you'll see this. A person, the habolat tayim misayin oisai, the brach of misayin oisai, is oyin v'noira. And when you think miyala b'hayr Hashem umiyakum imkayim kachay, the answer is the habalataya. The answer is the mevakesh, the kol koichay nika that puts in his koichas. And who knows the types of Messiah noisay? who knows the difference, what could be and what really a person is, the Sameach b'chelkoi and the Mistapek b'mu'ut. Chavetz Chaim was once by a Nesifa, and there was a very terrible problem that was kamat without a solution. So the Chavetz Chaim asked to speak. This is brought in Chavetz Chaim al HaTayr in Shemais, and he said to the Gemara in Sait, the Rashi in Shemais quotes it, when the Bas Parei saw Moshe was in the water, so Chazal and Sait the Taich Amasa, not her dings, but Amasa, she stuck out her hand, and the Shtavu Amasa, Amos Harbaz. Her hand stretched, as Amasa, the hand grew. If you look in the Balaturim, Rabbi Say, she has a deed from the Pasuk that it grew 60 Amos. That's Berach 100, 120 feet. So we hear this when it's fall. What do you think? Azanef, Atishlech, as Amasa. But the Chavetz Chaim said, I don't understand Bas Parei. I'm the spoil from Bas Parei. Otu b'suftin yaskinah. There's something 120 feet away. She sticks out her hand. Bas Parei good fashtanet of the Chavetz Chaim. That when it comes to a davar toiv, when it comes to an inyan toiv, a person has to do what he can. But tislach asamos, the taka made no sense. But you know what happened? You know what the tzayif was? Nishtarva amosa amos harvei. And the Chavetz Chaim said that's a lina b'maisa. How difficult it may be, a person has to try. He has to be the bol atayya. And the Messiah noisei, the extent of Messiah noisei, teveist. And this is not a chiddush. And this, I say, you'll get older, you'll see this bechush. Those that try, those that are mevakshim, those that are masmidim, they'll see hatzlacha shelo kederech hateva. And this is demes, not a chiddush, this is demes, the mehus of a person. This is really what a person is all about. The Medrash in Bereishis, the end of Parashat Tes, says l'chor a very mysterious maimer. The pasuk is Vayalve Kim as Kol Asher Osa Vehinei Toiv Ma'oid. So the Medrash is wondering what's shatim the taich of the word Ma'oid. So there are numerous pshatim. One of the pshatim states Medrash Hu Ma'oid Hu Adam. Ma'oid Mem Alav Dalid is Adam. It's the same Oisi. Like the Medrash Hinan Oisi Sidan Oisi Sidan. It's all the same. Adam and Ma'oid is the same Oisi. Hadol Dechsev Vayalve Kim as Kol Asher Osa. The Medrash is playing word jumble. You take letters and Adam and Ma'oid, play on words. What is Adam? Why is it Adam and Ma'oid? And what is Ma'oid Adam? So I put this in Chayin Levracha. Said a beautiful hezba. I think it's the emes, the positive shot in the Medrash. Everything in the Bria has a limit. Everything in the Bria has an outcome. Something could last a week, a month, a year, 10 years, 1,000 years. But Saif Kol Saif, everything is mugbal, everything is limited. There's always the outcome. But there's one exception. There's one Yaitzim in Achklau that is unlimited, that is no gavul, that there's no outcome. There's one Indian in the Bria that's Ma'oid, that by the Mahus is Ma'oid. And that's a person. The Medrash is tightening up the very nature of a person. The Medrash is defining what is a person. You want to know what a person is? The mahus of a person. A person is a ma'oid. And I would like to add, because Habol Atayim Messiah, I say, because Batishlach HaSamosa, and the Gaval that could grow 120 Amos. We could see a Yeshua that wasn't the greatest Lamdan, but he was the Mevakesh. And look what he was zeicha to. A person by his metzias, the cheft of a person, Adam ma'oid is hainu hach. And in Yagev, I could tell you, I have the schus of being a stickler more mo'irv and a briest than you. besides Kaifa Yeshiva with Balabatim and Askonim, and there's one Yisoid that I see over and over and over again. I see this Bechush. I see Bechush the Ma'oid Ze Adam. The Adam Ze Ma'oid. The Hainu Hach, that it's all one. How many times I could tell you I heard some people, whether it's in Kaifa Yeshiva, whether it's in Askonis. Oh, yeah, I can't believe. I never dreamt that it would be like this. I never dreamt that it would be so much Matzliach. That's Odom Zeh Ma'oid. That's Ma'oid Zeh Odom. Because no one knows the extent of Abolotayim Messiah Noisei. And if a person is Vayishlech HaSamosei, if a person is Zechol Koichoi, the more he puts in, the more he's Magish, the more he experiences the Ma'oid Zeh Odom. I recently heard from Rav Dan Segel Zangizunt that Amari Dikamaisa, the Klezmer Rebbe, was talking once to a Yid, and he was mizarizing about a certain Indian. So the Yid said, "Okay, Rebbe, I'll try my best. I'll do all I can." But the Rebbe chapter, "What did you just say? Do you know what you just said? Do you know what you machayed yourself? Do you know what you just undertook to do?" So the Yid was, I say, I'll try my best. You know, I once heard from a Talmud of Baruch Bey. Baruch Bey used to come to, he came to America to collect money. So when he came back to Yeshiva, they asked him, "New Rebbe, the Rebbe learned English?" He's not a poet. "I'll try my best." What's the main thing? The main God. That's the emes, right? We say, "I'll try my best." And this Yitzhak, "I'll try." And the Rebbe was, "What did you just say?" So the Yitzhak said, "What do you mean? Tell me what." So he said, "I'll tell you. When I was still a younger man," he said, "he was a Magid Shir. And if you go to Shir with the Gemara, and with the Rambam, Rav Shulchan Aruch, and there was the Almolig Gemara, the heavy Gemara, and I couldn't carry it. So I asked one of the Talmidim to carry it. I couldn't do it. I didn't have koyach." And then came the Bitter of Milchama, World War II, and he spent a number of years in the concentration camp. And look what happened. They told me, "Carry bricks, 100 pounds of bricks. Carry bricks, go up the mountain." I went up the mountain. "Don't sleep up, come out of my slave." I didn't sleep. "Don't eat." I didn't eat. I did mamish the impossible. And then I thought to myself, "Gewalt. A year ago I couldn't carry a Gemara, and today I'm carrying bricks up a mountain. I'm not eating, I'm not sleeping." And then I realized what it means. I'll try my best. I'll do all I can. I then understood what it means to do all I can. When you said that, it rang a bell. You'll do all you can. That's the biggest Kabbalah a person could make. That's the biggest undertaking. And the emes is, I think we all see this. We don't carry books, Baruch Hashem. But a day we do all we can, a day we try the hardest, doesn't it go gishmak? Doesn't it go listening? Doesn't each word, don't we have the atzlacha? So what happens the next day or the next Seder? What's missing? Yesterday we were zeicher to it, and that's what's missing. And this inyan is nosim biyad kol echad v'yechad. And this, I think, is the pshat in the Gemara Bava Basra. They saw what kol koyche was. They saw the product of kol koyche. They saw the schus of kol koyche, that Yeshua became the grace of Yeshua. And they felt oyle la'isa busha. Me'am fa'patzkid. We also had the opportunity. Libi Oimeli, this is the limit of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And again, I'm not going to darshan Rabbi Kiva's Chet Chas V'Shalom. But what Chazal was telling, I think, the limit that we should take out of this Gemara, the halacha l'maisa is, look at the yecholos of a person. Look at the potential of every person. Look at what it means, Lamite Shel Dova, Odom Mioid Ma'oid Odom. Look how far it goes, Odom Ma'oid. There's a Rabbi Kiva that Chazal said what they said about him. He was Dorish HaKol Kotz V'Tag, he was the Oitzig Ben Kolz and everything. Rabbi Kiva that Moshe had Chalisha Das from him. Rabbi Kiva that all the Chachamim were Kaklipas Hashum Lefanav. And in spite of all that, Chazal said, the Gemara says, Libcha Pasuach Kiulam, you could have done more. what he could have done Vesichnis. But Chazal was showing us at Hechan Advar Magiyim, look what it means Adam Zema'oid. And I'd like to say for us, this is a limud. For Rabbi Kiva it was a Mechayev Taka. But for us, it was a Daki Dikim Mechayev. But for us, this Gemara is not a Mechayev, I think this Gemara is a Mechayev. This Gemara should give us a Chiyah, should give us a new understanding of Adam Zema'oid, the Echayelus that every person could reach if he only tries. What it really means, the full extent of Abba Tayyim Messiah Noisei. Look at even Arab Kiva, how much more there could have been. The Maral writes a Pliya de Gelosim. Reisi Bonim, talking about Talmidim, Asa Libam Ketischei Selulam, Asa Ru'uyim Lekabal Kola Terekula. They can make a color terakula. Vachisam nevdu, or the maisus of Edgonish. Vahim, Vahayu Kishar, Amaya Arif, they become like the regular Amoris and Gas. Zog de Maral, Chai Hashem Tzvokos. I swear with a shrua. Im Ein Royu the Kroya Alze, Kisei Tatayra Shemisa. Do you hear the shod? Do you hear the Rachmanas? Do you hear the Chaval? There's a Talmud that's royal the Kabul called the Torah Kula, and he ends up Kishar Ameyaret. It's royal. It's a Sefer Torah in Nisra, and that is something to think about. Look at the Shad. But what I found interesting, look at the Maral, the way he speaks about Bonim, the way he speaks about Talmidei Yeshiva. He says that Ruuyim LeKabul called the Torah Kula. Why? Because Libam is Pasuach Kiulim. It's not only Rabbi Kiva that is Leib is Pasuach Kiulim. The Maral is saying they're Talmidim, they're Bnei Yeshiva, that they also have the Kol Koichai of Leib as Pasuach Kiulim. Everyone saw me, he says, Gaval, you look at the Maral, how he expresses himself, the Gresta Tana, and he's talking about Talmidei Yeshiva, and he gives them the Yichus of the Gresta Tana of Akiva. Maral didn't throw words. It's not only a Kiva that's Libay Pasuach Kiulam. But the Maisa, what happens? Achmanu Lislan, Bachisam Nevet. Because they don't use that called Koichos. You don't have to be a Rabbi Kiva, but a person has to be himself and has to realize the Adam is really the Ma'oid. And Libay Pasuach Kiulim is not only in retrospect looking at the entire life of a person, but each Seder, each Shir, each Blat Gemara is an opportunity. And each one, Chazal was telling us, remember today Seder, Libay Pasuach Kiulim. You have your Yecholus. And a person has to have that Tzugan to each Seder. Your Koichus, your Kishreinus. How often we think, no, today, Tafalim, we'll start tomorrow. That's because a person doesn't realize the Yecholus of each day. He doesn't realize the Brach of each day. He doesn't realize what it means to say the Halimut. I want to say a Maisa that I never said to Rabbim, I never heard it till recently. It's a Maisa that unfortunately is not known. I heard it from a private person. And I wish the Yolim would hear it and dare hear it. Because I think there's such a yesod in this ma'isa. A yid that I know, Rav Zakeh Refuah Shleima, he learned in the Radni Yeshiva for 6 years. Got a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So he said, at first came to the Yeshiva, he heard about the Chavetz Chaim, this is the end of the Chavetz Chaim's life already. And Kamat, the first month, he got a telegram from his family that one of his cousins, a girl, was never very sick. And they asked him, Geir Einzim Chofetz Chaim, and asked him for a bracha. And although the Maisi stayed there 6 years, but at that point he didn't even meet the Chofetz Chaim, and he had to wait for the appointment, and the tension was building up. He had never seen the Chofetz Chaim, never spoke to the Chofetz Chaim, and here he has to go in, and he's waiting. And here he was, a young bacher, and it's his turn. He goes into the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim is sitting in his old, broken down home. And Mamish, he froze from the pachat, from the Yiras HaKavod. Mamish couldn't say a word. And what was worse is people are waiting, and he knows that he can't stay too long. And Mamish couldn't talk. Worse is he froze. So the Chafetz Chaim looked at him and played exact lesson. Chafetz Chaim, who knew he was a Talmud in the yeshiva, he said, "Ihr zertuch von unser, you're one of ours. Ihr weiß was the daf kon. Ihr weiß was the brach is." Now he was really confused. First he was shocked, now he's confused. What's the Chafetz Chaim saying? So the Chafetz Chaim told him weiter. Mezuchta schos, mezuchta bracha, zogai mespacha, tutelege nacha seida. Und das ist die größte Brache. Und wir tappen auf Fuß allein. He walked out. Finished. He didn't say a word. He didn't ask for a Brache. He didn't say it was a seer needs the Brache. And the Emes is, I was like to know people who knew the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim, Kayadur, Rabbi Chanan was made, was Rayam Yisayfa, Oilam Vatsayfa. There are Mises and his Govas. And that's what you're all thinking about, right? And God, I have to say, there was a happy ending. They did add a say, then she had her full Shalema. So we hear that mice, Gevald, Mamisha, Lichtige Eugen, Roye, Mi Seifei, Lema, Seifei. But that's not the point, Rabbi said. That's not the real mice that the Chavetz Chaim was making here. The Chavetz Chaim was telling us, Vodas meant, Asei the Halimut. The bracha of each Seder. And today, it's in a door, Melois Fabrachas. The disciple used to say, Vos Kutman van Brachas, Mahata Blat Gemara, you have a Seder, you need Brachas. And Avada state in Shulchan Aruch, when there's a Chayla, you go to a Tzaddik for Bracha. But we forget about the Ikka. We forget what the real Bracha, what the Ikka Bracha, what the real Poyal Yeshuas is. Is that Heilige Mitzvah Lumen HaTorah? And oy, how we would learn differently if we would feel this Chofetz Chaim Zog, this Moifis, that thus is God the Gesta Bracha. If we see people that pater a Seder, pater a sight, it's because we don't know what a Seder is. We don't know the schus of sitting in front of the Gemara. I want to tell you a Mishnah. It's sat in the Mishnah with Reb Chaim Volozhin and his peers, and Reb Chaim says, one of the Kinyani HaTorah states, Mishnah Novus, is the aim of the Yira. Zokti Ab Chaim, I'm sorry, this is the Goyim's Pirish. Ki eich lo yachzenu chayal v'ra'oda ba'loitzi al-libay. How could a person not have aim when he learns? Tzafi la koyin godo lo hayal yushus v'konech l'fnim l'veis kodesh ha-gadoshim rak b'yem ha-kippah. He only went into the kodesh ha-gadoshim only in kippah. Mach ma she'shom hoyse ikas shiras ha-shchina. He went once a year, he came ponem aponem kevayachu to the Eivishter. Aber sagt die Goyim weiter, in kein Ato in Churbin, se betoich dal Rames Shalacha, in the Beis Medjus, sech Amru Chazal, sech Shom HaShchin HaShoyre. When you're sitting in Beis Medjus, that's where the dal Rames of the Shchin is, that's the Heintge Kodesh HaGadoshim. Bevada Yilmud, Beyira, Velo Yasiach, Daitechas, Beshalom, Vedvarim, Betelim. Azoi touch the Goyin and his Pirish on others. No, maybe it's not for us, this aim of the Yira. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Aber l'chol apachis, if it's not aim of the Yira, it has to be simcha. It has to be excitement. To feel that in front of these Gemara, in a Beis Medrash, is Kodesh HaKadoshim. To feel the bracha, as the Chavetz Chaim said, that does the guest of the bracha, the glicklochtait of being in a Beis Medrash. And then, like the Goyim said, Chas V'Shalom, how could a person mesiach das from Kodesh HaKadoshim? If we would have this heritage, if we would have this tugang, believe me, we would look differently. One said, so you find in Chazah, in Shas, there's a group of Peturim. Veimach and many mitzvahs al kapanim, the cheres, the shaita, the katna, patur mikola mitzvah. In America, in the South America, we have to add a new patur. called burnt out. We're out of it. It's different from the schoys. I'm not sure Kanoi in the Girsa. But you see a modern Zach. It's a regular day, a regular Seder, a regular Shir. And you see it. A Pacha Dreitzach, he has no Seichas. I'm not going to. He has no Seichas at all. What's the matter? Something like sick, Chassel. No, I'm burnt out. I'm out. And now you get the tour. When it comes to this, because a person doesn't feel the brach in every Seder. And this is God and Americana saying for different reasons. Because in America, everything is instant. Automatic. You press a button, you get what you want. Everything is mamish off the minute. And that mentality has crept into the yeshiva. And you think becoming a God was also automatic. You learn for a few days. And what happened to me? And slowly we forget the chesedis of sitting and learning. That sitting and learning the Eibush is Heilige Torah, that's the Geis HaGedulah. Like the Chofetz Chaim said, that's the Geis HaBracha. Like the Goyim Taitzes, that's Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we think that learning is a way of becoming a Gadol. But it's a Tois Nimretzis. Learning is an end for itself. Learning is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Learning like the God, like the Chofetz Chaim said, is the Geis HaBracha. If a person feels that each Seder is an Hatzlacha, each Shir is an Hatzlacha, each Vat Gemara is a bracha, like the Chofetz Chaim said, and he would never get burnt out. If a person realizes that if he learns the Chol Koichai, Kalechat V'yechol Efi Mashahu, that's the greatest bracha, there would never be Yiridus, there would never be Nefilus. But that's the problem, we forget the real types of Hatzlacha. Another shir, another daf gemara, that's the greatest hatzlacha. And avada, sometimes it gets hard, sometimes there are nisyonis, odom l'nivra lamed minisoyin, but the way to do it is to shatz up properly, to be machshav what you're doing. I once heard from B'chaim Sarmi Zangizant, he said he remembers as a young child, his parents owned a cleaners. And like cleaners today, they used to press the shirts, but this is the early 1900s, there was no air conditioning. And one thing he still remembers, Ad Hayoyim, there was one flat that stood in the back of the store, and he was the presser. He was ironing the shirts. And even as a young child, he could understand. It was terribly hot. It was a summer day. The Allah coil, there was the pressing shirts. You can imagine the intense heat. And the Shvarta did it with such a simcha, with such a freilachkeit. So he asked him once, how do you do it? Don't you get hot? Don't you get tired? He goes, no, I know on every press I do, I'm making money, I'm earning a living for my family. And that keeps me going. Dovah Gadol Diba. He said, I'm erdik kazaf. Because if someone feels the grip in what he's doing, someone feels that each and every day he's earning, and each press he's earning, and each needs from the situation he's gaining, then you don't get burnt out, you don't get tired. Rabbi Zangzant always says, oh, from the Chofetz Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim used to say, the grass in the chesed was daf geben, is daf was maleben an chesed. If someone finds himself in the Kodesh HaGadoshim, he's zeichet to be in the Eibishter's Dalar Amis. How much more so he has to live with the chesed? And ask himself, Keseda, are we taking advantage of this situation? Are we nutzing it out? Or are chalila, are we patting this fight? And don't get me wrong, it's important to sleep, it's important to rest, to eat well, chilat atzamit, that's all the chelik, that's all the mitzvah of limud haTorah, like the Rishonim say, mitzvah, even when they're resting, they're considered oisgibe mitzvah. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the time that we should be sitting in front of the Gemara. We should be being oisik in the Eibush of Heilige Torah. Then we have to ask ourselves, are we nutzing the time properly? Are we using kol koichos to live with the chesed? Each day, not just looking back at a year or 10, but each day to have a chesed. I'm always spoiled the halachas and the chesainis and the archaim. Simintovkuf Ainalef these days. The Mechaba Pasuk is based on a Gemara. Talmud Chacham Eini Rishoy Yileisa Betainus. Talmud Chacham feels he did a bear if he wants to fast. Sait Mechaba Geboit on a Gemara. It's also to sit Betainus. Simamayit the Melecha Shamayit. Because the person is Shvach. He didn't eat, he's tired, then he won't learn properly. So I think about it. It's a Mavel Alarayim. He feels a need for a tainus. He feels the necessity to fast. And Chazal spoke so greatly about the union of tainus, the tikkun avoinus of tainus. And even that he can't do. And there's an isra to fast. To avoid it Hashem, right? But the boy side, the Gemara and the Mechaba was telling us to limit our Torah compassness. That even when you're doing a mitzvah, even when you're doing something that's so important, you have to do it with the chesed. And something that's mamayit and melechus shemayim, something that's mamayit in a person's devekus in Torah, that takes away from kol koichos, that's not good. Because when you're learning, you're sitting with kodesh hakodashim. Azoy vayit is a tviya. There's a halacha to live with the chesed, not the patet side, not the patet koichos. And then I think to myself, how much more so stam to stay up late, which is certainly mamayit in the lechus shemayim, staying up at night to shmooze, whatever it may be, and the next day is a gepatata, or stam to dreitzach, or to go into the shir with a halva cup, v'chulu, 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 v'ein laharech, nekvayt atziba, of all those things that are mamish mamayit in the lechus shemayim, on a chesbin, on these things the maral was saying, it's really the Kroyek is a Fatayus and Nisraf. Because every person, each and every one of you, will get bent with a lave that's Pasuach. That's Pasuach Kiulam. And not Mitzin Gedois. It's like the Gemara says, Oila Isa Busha, Oila Isa Chalima. Because what you could have been and what a person turns out to be, sometimes is never. The Merchak is overwhelming. And that's, I think, the side of this Gemara. The Gemara is showing Rabbi Tshiva was Mechayev because his lay was Pesuach, he could have done more. But for us, it's the Mechayev. Look what a person could accomplish. Look what a person could achieve. Look how klar the Adam, the Ma'oi, the Mi'oi, the Adam, it's all one. I think it's a different Nakuda, also from this Gemara. How often we think, okay, it won't be this man, it'll be the next man. The next man I really make. It's a hard man, I've teared this. Or sometimes it's not even a question of this man. The next man, he's not miyayis on this man, it'll be tomorrow, it'll be the next Seder. And a person's always looking to the next matzif, the next situation. Bush state, it has to be today. Bush state, it has to be this man. But here's again this taina. If you feel the chesivus, if you feel the bracha in every Seder, you don't talk that way. Look at the lesson of the Gemara. When Rabbi Eliezer saw Rabbi Akiva, the first thing he told him, Ad achshav lama lo basim. Where were you till now? Where were you yesterday? Where were you this morning? Rabbi Akiva that Darish now called Koitz Vitag, Rabbi Akiva that became the greatest Rabbi Akiva with all the yichas, with all the godless. But even Rabbi Akiva that was a taina, yet comes to what was it yesterday? And again, to us, that's a gewaltige limud. Ad achshav lama lo basim. And again, being more of mavrias, I hear this, how a person expresses this with such charata, how he's so full of pain when he thinks to himself, looking back in retrospect, looking back in life, when he gets older, and he's metupel bebonim, and he's busy ala michyev ala kolkola, and he has all the tirdus achayim. In one way or other, he's expressing one thought. Ad achshav lama lo basim. I had those yeshivas, I had the golden yeshiva last years. And now I wake up. Why didn't I use the other years? And let me tell you, Rabbi Zayin, life goes on, there are different stages in life, and the derech klal, each stage each tkufa is more difficult and more challenging than the other one. The bakhus yaren kayadua, the gebens to yaren, and then when a person gets married, and then they have children, and there's panasa, and each stage, the derech klal, is more complicated and more demanding than the previous one. And doit v'tishka, not on yuchas shon, but listen, how often you hear that baskel going out from people. Ad achshav lamalei basi. Now I want to learn. Now I want to nesef selenin. I had golden year and I had golden opportunities, and now he wants to wake up. A person when he's young, my Rebbe always says, these are the best years. The altar vein or the altar cup, they don't work as good. Now Rabbi say the lev is pasuach, the moyach is pasuach, the kishon is pasuach, the zikaron is pasuach. And we all know the Mishnah. Someone learns when he's young, it's in the Yerachoda, she'ein ha'nimchak. And the Alkulam, the Echoilis is Pesuach. There's no Tirdis, there's no Daigis. Now a person has to realize each opportunity, take advantage of each opportunity. Because of Nachas V'Shalom, the Zecharata is the biggest Reinis of Adach Shevlam Aloi Basi. But I think there's more to this Lichtige Gemara. I once heard from Rav Mordechai Schwab, Zecharinu Livracha, one of the tzaddikim, Bembe is one of the tzaddikim of our dar. He was a Talmud of a Baruch Bez, Zechayin Levracha. And it was right at the beginning of the World War II, right before Baruch Bez, Sistalkus. So Baruch Bez was already not well. He called together his Talmud and the Seichem was a Matz, Zechayin Levracha. And that was a very shverat tkufa for Klal Yisrael. Sai, the Gashmias, and more so Beruchnias. There was a tkufa that many Gedolim were nifta. So he felt these Talmidim needed a chizik. So he gathered them together and he says, remember, in normaler Zeiten, in regular times, Zachen gehen normal. Menschen wachsen normal, people grow, people are steig in a normaler Oisin. But then he said, with Mordige Hergish, a Mordige Hart, or Begedeis, the Shas Milchoma, oy gedar no khama oy ba general fall a filo a posh the soldat to vern a general, that when a general falls and he's killed, what happens? They're in the midst of a battle, so you don't start looking for the new general. Anybody becomes the general, he becomes the leader, and plus then he becomes the reis. So he told him to think, a general fall the shas no khama. I feel a push of the soldat can vary again at all. And then he looked at them with Muridika de Vekas and Muridika Hava, and he said, Kindalach, yet is a Shas Mochoma. Yet a Mochoma was brent a fire. Unasach generals are saying gefallen. Yet, he said, I feel the push of the soldat can quickly vary again at all. Mamish, after minute, he could grow, he could change, he could become the general. And Matcha used to say this over, and he would add, since he heard it from Baruch Be, he saw the amitus of it, he saw the Kamagadayo Divrei Chazal. He said he didn't live that long ago in Europe, in the pre-war Europe. They were Abonim, they were Machaber Svarim, but they were all Elter Yidin, Zekanim. And he said he came to America, he saw a palace he never saw. And he made a chesed. Told me the chesed. How many Rosh Hashivas today, this was in the 1980s, Kamat Rav of the Rosh Hashivas today in America are all Yungalite. And this is a phenomenon he never saw. How many Yungalite wrote Svarim, Yungalite that's 30 years old, writes Svarim already. And then he realized how emes it is. The Shas Milchama, when there is a door Yosem like our door, then the Siyai to the Shema Yizayim V'Nayira. And let me tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, a fire brent. So a Shas Milchama She'en Kamayu. How many generals have fallen in the past few years? How many generals does Klal Yisrael have? it's a terrible, terrible Shas Melchama. And I think this is a chelik of this limit of Leif Pasuach. Because besides the regular haftacha of Leif Pasuach, there's a massive when the fire brent, when there's a Shas Melchama, then the Leif is open that much more. And then a person is a soldat, Kevern a general. To them the Siyat of the Shmaya is Oyim Venoira. And Doik Vetiskech, in the past 10 years, how much truer we see this. That a person, Vashat the Eberstein Zin, that person that tries, you see Bechush, you see it Klor, the Ma'oid Ze Adam, the Adam Ze Ma'oid. When you're living in a Dar Yosem, Mitzarechet, it's very difficult. The Mitzacheni, the Legenheit, the Echoilis, the Siyat of the Shmaya, the Abolitai, the Messiah, and Isai, has that much more meaning. Everyone told me the Heinz Oitzes versus Oitzes Valgen sich in Gas. You have to be a Chacham to see it, to apply yourself to Chol Koichos. And this I want to tell you tonight on the era of the Nuzman, the era of Kabbalah Satoira, Tavshin, Kayet Tavshin, and Ches. Each of you have a Leif Pasuach. In his man of Leif Pasuach, in a mokan that is so Pasuach, be machshev each seder, be machshev each shir, be machshev each shvar Torah. Feel the school and the bracha of each shvar Torah. Shagi Feivel used to say over, Akadei Kach, it's written on his matzeva, Bochem Lutzecha is the tzait. This is the Mahalach HaChayim of the Mevakish. This is the Mahalach HaChayim of the Bechol Koicheinik. He doesn't have to be Yenim, he doesn't have to be the Gesti Iloi, but he has to Nutzlais his sight. This is the Aleph, this is the Tav, this is everything in Atzlach and Taira. It's not the Kishin, it's not the Yichus, it's the Hasmoda. There's a beautiful lesson of the Medrash, and others have nothing, and Perik Namalas. Gimel Kisorim, and there are three Kisorim. And the others have nothing, there's the Kesef Kahuna, I feel a nice and called Kesef is a Shiv Oilam. Even if you give all the money in the world, you can't do it. If you're not a Kayin, you're not a Kayin. Kesef Malchus, being a Melech, again, you give all the money in the world, it's going to help him. Others have nothing, I will Kesef Toyer Ainai King. Keset Torah is different. So what is Keset Torah? Zogin Chazal, Amola Shal Torah. The Keset Torah is the Amola Shal Torah. The Keset is the Amola Hainuach. Kol Aroit Zalito Yovai V'yita. If someone wants Keset Malchus, it's not the Yodai. If someone wants Keset Kun, it's not the Yodai. But there is one Keset that is always the Yodai. And that's the Keset of Torah, which is really the Amola Shal Torah. Zodin Chazal, Kol Aroitza, Lito, Yovei, V'yito. Anybody. It's Pasuach, every person. Shenema, Hoi, Kol Tzomo, Lechu, Lamoyim. He has to be a Tzomei. What's a Tzomei? I would say Tzomei to be a Mevakesh. If someone is Yenim Mevakesh, if someone feels the Brach in every Seder, if someone feels that learning is Kodesh HaGadoshim, that's a Moloch. That brings the Moloch of Torah. So the Chazal is Amamshich Havi Omal B'Sivrei Torah V'Altis Asek B'Divrei B'Teila. This is the formula. These are the directions of becoming the God of the Torah. Simply, like it says, there are two parts of it. Havi Omal B'Divrei Torah to Nutzichais the Tzait, and more importantly, V'Altis Asek B'Divrei B'Teila. Resting and Chilat Atzamais is Divrei Torah. But I'm talking about those things that are not needed. The pattering, the sight, the not being miyaches, the not being mayrech, the chesivas of every seder. That's the biggest sphere to the mevakesh. That's the biggest meineya in someone being zoicha to the kesher shel Torah. We all can be zoicha to the kesher shel Torah because we all have a lev that's pasuach to ulam. But the ikki is not the pater itself. And for Neulam was coming take off a summer to be zoichet to the Kisra Shal Torah, This is the secret. To nutzicha is the tzait, and not to pater the tzait. And if you're looking for chizik, for hisayrus, in liman atayra, and believe me, we all need it. The Gemara in Brachis, Lamed Beis, says, Tayra is one of the things that need a chizik. What is a chizik? How does a person mechazik himself? How does a person ma'ayr himself to liman atayra? What is the chizik? What is the definition, an accurate description of chizik that we all need? So look in Rashi, in his lichtige Vert, how he tight, I think he tightens it up so beautifully. So Rashi in Brachis says, what is chizik? Sheyischazik adam bohem tamid bechol koichai. How meduyik it is. These two things that I mentioned. Sheyischazik bohem tamid, the union of Asmada, to nutzichai, to tzait, and the yikah b'chol koichai, to be the mevakish, to use your own koichas, not to look at yenim, not to be a mestafik and mut, but to use your koichas. These are the nekudas, tamid, asmada, b'chol koichai. And these are the two in yenim. And then we could see the Adam Zema'oi, we could see a Yeshua that became the Manig Ador, because he was mischazik by Am Tamid B'chol Koichai. Like Rashi says, he was the Masvid, and like the Medjid says, he was the B'chol Koichai. And then you could see, by Tishbach HaFamosa, you could see such a Neuridika, Toitsa, because that's the extent of Abol HaTayyim Messiah Neisai. And the person won't nar himself, the person will use B'chol Koichai. This is the chizuk that brings a person to the kishkas el tayyah. There's an old maimer ha'olam ha'haynidam reyinti, I heard it recently. All good things come to an end. How true that is, right? Each stage in life comes to an end, and you move on. And later we look, something look back. Ad achshav lamalei basa. But let me tell you, it's not only that a stage in life, that a year, that a zman, is a good thing that comes to an end. But the mevakeish, the one that wants the kishkas el tayyah, has to realize that each day, each seder, each year, is a good thing that comes to an end. And has to use us, each bracha, to realize that each seder is our biggest bracha. The attitude of looking at a zman as a zman is very detrimental, because then you don't mitzvah each day. The mevakeish is mischazik, tamid, the chol koichai, in each day. He realizes that each day comes to an end, and each seder comes to an end. And he feels the godless, he feels the gedula of each day. Like the Chavetz Chaim Taki said, each seder is nachar bracha. The pasuk says, in the end of the Zaysa bracha, after Moshe gave Chayis all the different brachas, he gave each one a bracha, he turned to Chayis and he said, Ashrecha Yisrael. So Rashi is bothered by Akasha. What was he saying? He gave each one a bracha. So what does that mean, Ashrecha Yisrael? So Rashi says, La'acha sheparat lehem abrachis, Amar lehem, Mali lefreit lachem klal, Mali lefreit, what should I give you more? Klal dava kol shel lachem. That's not an Ashrecha Yisrael. I gave you everything, what else could I give you? So when I saw the Rashi, it's Mezeyega art. Sometimes you go to a chleis simcha, to an asifa, and there are many speakers. And the last speaker gets up and he says, Boisai, Nishtavas Moise to Zain. And he speaks 20 minutes, Nishtavas Moise, and nothing to talk about. And he keeps that in 20 minutes. I think myself, what spiel is this? You have nothing to say, don't say anything. Why do you speak 20 minutes if you have nothing to say? I'm afteach you, that's not what Moise was saying. But that's what Chavetz Rashi is saying. I have no more brachas to give you. So I tell you, Klal Dava Kol Shalachem. What was Moshe tell? How is Rashi answering this kasha? Ladaiti Moshe was telling us probably the most important message. Sight for Klal Yisrael and sight for us. Moshe was now giving them the biggest bracha. It's true, Moshe gave each Klal Yisrael a bracha, each Shevet a bracha. But you know how often we see that a person can have the biggest bracha, he could have the most promising future, he could have kol tov. But you know what turns out very often? He's kishar ame ya'aret v'achisam never. He's wasted. He wastes his kaychas. He wastes his brachas. He wastes his future.
And instead of being the lay pasuach tiulam that's roy lekabel kol atayr kula, he's roiyim the kroyik to say fatayr shenisir. Why does that happen? Why is a merchus? Why is someone that has so much future does it end up kishara meyaret? You know what the answer is? He doesn't realize the bracha he has. He doesn't feel he's not magish the achilas that he has. He doesn't realize the extent of libay pasuach tiulam. Moshe gave Klai Yisrael each shevet a bracha. But after all the brachas, Moshe realized there's a danger here. You give someone a bracha, but if he's not margish the bracha, if he doesn't feel the bracha, chas v'shalom, it could be v'achrisam nevad. So after Moshe said that, and gave each one a bracha, Moshe turns to Klai Yisrael collectively and he says, Tyre Yidin, Yidin, Tyre, remember one thing. The yikki is Ashreichem Yisrael. Klal hadvarim hakol shalachem. You have all the brachas. You have the greatest skula. You have the greatest poyol yeshuos. Remember that. Remember you have the brachas. And to this, oilam, my chaverim, I tell you, you're standing now with the erev of a nuzman, the erev of Kabbalah's Torah, Kayis Tafshid Nunches. Remember Ashreichem Yisrael. Every morning when you give Neglavasa, remember, remind yourself Ashreichem Yisrael. Every time you sit in front of the Gemara, remember Ashreichem Yisrael. You're sitting in Kodesh HaGadoshim like the Kohen Gadol Lefnei Ulefnim. And every time you open the Gemara, you're like the Chofetz Chaim says, Du bist von unserer, Du hast in the Geste Bracha. Realize that every day, every Seder, the Yecholis of Leiv Pasuach. Feel the tchiyah of being in the Kodesh HaGadoshim, to having a lay pasuach in a zmanet pasuach. Every day, remember, and chazer over and over, Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashreichem Yisrael, we realize Ashreichem v'Ashreich Elkechem.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.